creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
Right, well, I'd now like to introduce my guest for today, and she is Molly Hansel. So welcome, Molly, and Molly has come to tell us all about a project that's happening. So over to you, Molly. Tell us a bit about yourself and your role.
Thank you. So, I'm Molly. I'm a clinical nurse specialist, works mainly in the viral hepatitis team, which is part of the liver team. And I also coordinate a large project that's been happening in our emergency department since July of 2024. So as of July last year, every adult patient that's seen in our emergency department, if they're having a blood test as part of their care, their blood is also tested for bloodborne viruses. So that includes HIV, hepatitis B and hepatitis C, unless the person chooses to opt out.
Okay, so I was going to ask that question. Do you actually ask permission to test for those things? Or do, are people quite happy to go ahead?
Absolutely. So it's based off an opt-out model, quite similar to antenatal testing when people are tested when they're pregnant. And it's been around since this model of consent is around since the late 90s, and it's really well accepted by the patients. They've come to our hospital to have their health looked at, and that's exactly what we're doing, is preventing ill health by screening them for these viruses that are very treatable.
Yes. So when you get the results, then do you contact the patient or do they have to contact you?
So obviously, because of the nature of this testing, we're doing thousands of these tests every month. We see a lot of people in our emergency department. So we're doing about 4,500 bloodborne virus screens. If the result is negative, it's no news is good news. So if you don't hear anything, your result is negative. If the result is reactive or positive, or what we call indeterminate, so that's when the lab can't decide whether it's positive or negative, I contact the patient usually within a week of them having the test done.
Yes. I mean, I did speak to somebody in 2023, and they were saying that there are a lot of people who have hepatitis C but don't know. So no symptoms, obviously.
That's exactly right. And it's the same with HIV and hepatitis B as well, as we often say these viruses can be silent. So you can live for quite some time without having any symptoms at all. And the only way that you can find out if you're living with these viruses is to have a test, or until you become seriously unwell. And the earlier that you're diagnosed, we can get people on treatment quicker, and you're much more likely to be healthy and live a longer life.
Yes. And what's the treatment these days? Has that improved?
Yeah, so firstly, for HIV, treatment has changed drastically over the last 30, 40 years. So HIV is not what people may remember from the 80s and 90s. There is medication that treats HIV that takes it down to a very low level in the body, which does two things. Firstly, it means that the immune system can recover and that person can lead a healthy, long life. And secondly, it means that they can't pass HIV on to anyone else because of this medication. So it really is remarkable. Hepatitis C, there is a short course of tablets, 8 to 12 weeks, that can completely cure it from the body, which obviously reduces the risk of damage to the liver. And hepatitis B, with careful monitoring, like I say, people can live a long life without complications.
Right. So it seems you're saying that hepatitis C can actually be got rid of, but the other two conditions, maybe you have to just control it, do you?
That's it. What's with the medication that are incredible at controlling it. And yeah, as at the moment, there's no cure, but with testing, early diagnosis, we can really make sure people are healthy with it.
Good, good. And this has been really well received by the patients?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've been testing now for coming up to 10 months in Nottingham, and we've done over 45,000 bloodborne virus screens, and we've had over 70 new diagnoses of bloodborne virus. So that's 70 people who may not have known if they hadn't have had that test. And I speak to all these patients, and the most common response is just that they're really grateful for the opportunity for their health to be looked after. We get them into clinic, we get them seen really quickly, and can get their family tested and partners, and in the case of hepatitis B, vaccinate family. And yeah, the patients have been really, really incredible. That's the favourite part of my job, is talking to the patients, because they're really grateful to the hospital for having found that they are living with one of these viruses.
Yes, yes. Well, that's absolutely amazing. And how long does the project go on for?
So at the moment, it's an NHS England funded project. It's happening all around the country, other A&Es. In Nottingham, it's currently funded until July. However, we're really hopeful that we might be able to secure some more funding, because it's had a really incredible results, and it's saving lives at the end of the day.
Good. And that's what we're here for. Right. So, Steve, can you think of anything that you'd like to say? He's not put his mic on. You can mouth it to me. No, he can't think of anything. Anything else then you'd like to tell us about, Molly?
I guess the other thing that's good to mention is that if how people can get tested for these viruses if they're not coming to our A&E. There are online testing portals for HIV and hepatitis C. You can actually test for these viruses at home via a finger prick test and send it off. Or you can speak to your GP or go to the local sexual health clinic. Testing is free. Treatment is free. We just really want to get the message out there to get a test. You'll be looked after.
Good. Well, that's very positive. So, well, thank you very much for coming and explaining all that to us, Molly. So, as per usual with our guests, we like to play you a piece of music of your choice, and you have chosen?
I've chosen a song by Sister Sledge called Thinking of You.
So, here we go.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did. And thank you.